righteousness and unrighteousness, light and darkness, lost and found. These things have nothing in common. But we as fellows, the word fellow, as you think about just being in the same position, involved in the same activity, being a part of a community, associated with one another. The Greek word is koinonia, fellowship. Fellows in fellowship, participation, sharing, commonalities, as we talked about, communion, partnership. As Christians, and today, brothers, we must stay together. Let me let that simmer. We must stay together. Amen, holding to sound doctrine, sound teaching, as partakers together. Because we have something very special in common. Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at verse 9, the Bible records Paul writing to the church of Christ at Corinth. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I beseech you, I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly, completely joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. The world has so many things that can divide us. Race, ethnicity, politics. Brothers, let's just stay together in the Word of God. And we just can't talk the talk. We as brothers in Christ must walk the walk. 1 John chapter 1 and the verse of 7, if we walk in the light, if conditional, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have, there it is again, koinonia, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us, ongoing process from all sin. You see, togetherness produces strength. Strength leads to growth. Growth leads to impact. Impact influences others. You still on the line? And influence is power. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 28 and verse 18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So if I want to be on anyone's team, anyone's community, associated with anybody, because some of you sports fans have a bandwagon mentality. What's your favorite team? The one that wins. Well, I know a team that will always win. And I know the one I want to be associated with. Hold up his jersey any day of the week through the life that I live. So what do you long for, fellows? What do you long for? Kids long for to go to Disney. Kids long for school to end. Parents long for summer to go quickly to send them back. Sports fans long for their team to win. And this, the third day of the NFL draft. I had a young man that I coached when he was a little boy that was drafted 64th overall to the Denver Broncos last night. He's talking to his dad. You see someone grow. He's a lot bigger than me now. Young man that we mentored since he was 9 years old. He's now with his friends and family in the Keys, and hopefully this afternoon, God willing, he will get a phone call from a team today. But again, growth, development. But that all requires preparation. If we long for heaven, if you long to be in that quote-unquote victory lane, NASCAR fans, you got to prepare. You have to be outfitted properly. You have to get in the car. You got to drive. You got to follow the roadmap. What a brother's lesson, right? NASCAR sports, this is perfect. But as we think about longing for heaven, as fellow teammates, as brothers together, as fellows, there's a lot that can trouble us. There's a lot that can agitate us emotionally. There's a lot that can disturb us. See, when Jesus talked about trouble, in John chapter 14 and verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. Translate that into Greek, agitated, stirred up, emotionally agitated. Now, I'm just saying this out loud. Sometimes sisters can agitate you. One brother The rest of you are very wise. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, destination, are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, and the way ye know. Thomas asked the question, well, Lord, we don't know whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Guidance, direction. If you're going to grow, if you're going to be influenced, if you will be coachable, you got to understand, you got to follow the coach. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no one cometh unto the Father but by me. What a question to ask to brethren. Have you ever been lost? Have you ever asked for directions? Lying is still a sin. Better yet, oftentimes we seek to figure out things by ourselves. Jesus not only knows the way, he is the way. So if we long for heaven, we better be associated. And not just associated, but in the deepest sense of the word, koinonia. Active participant, partaker, jointly, fellows. If we long for heaven, brothers, we recognize that not only does Jesus know the way, not only is Jesus the way, but we need to recognize that heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. I go to prepare a place for you. We all need directions because we've all missed the mark. We've all fallen short. We all have sinned. Romans 3 and verse 23. We cannot figure it out on our own. Brothers, we need to recognize the distinctive nature of the Church of Christ requires, heaven requires that we hold to sound doctrine. And brethren, I look around and it is not so sound everywhere. I will say it without apology. We have lost our mind because we have yielded to the flesh in too many cases. And when brethren come together, it's a perfect opportunity to make sure you all understand. If you want to go to that prepared place, we better follow the directions that are written in the Holy Inspired Word and not give in to the ways of the world. That's a bootleg playbook. You don't know what that means. That's unauthorized. Follow the playbook. And just like I tell my kids I've coached over the years, you get to the end zone because you ran the play, hand the ball to the ref, and go back because you expect it to be there. So heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Just follow the playbook. My name is Gale Sayers Nelson, by the way. As we speak, think about that name. Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. Oh, Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. We can't do it on our own. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. The wise man Solomon in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. We know it, quite frankly, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct, guide, lead, show us the way, our path. We're simply pilgrims. If we long for heaven, recognize who we are and whose we are. Pilgrims, sojourners, we're just passing through. This world is not our home. We long for eternity. And as we wrap this up, understand this. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy. See, grace is getting something we didn't deserve. Mercy is not getting what we deserve. So that unmerited favor, we didn't work for this. We don't deserve what we have. So that we should be thankful. So as we think about again, according to his abundant mercy, who has begotten us again, we've been redeemed to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away. Reserved in heaven for you. Reservation requires preparation. When I take my bride of 27 years out for a nice dinner, if I want to, I can't walk in and say, Nelson, party of two. They'll say, I don't see your name. A reservation requires preparation. You got to call ahead. Acts 22 and verse 16, and now why tarriest thou? Why delay? Arise and be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord. When we were baptized into the body, the church of Christ, we became heirs, beneficiaries of God and joint heirs with Christ. See, there's no one else I'd rather be associated with. Now, I told you my last name is Nelson, not my first name. If I were in the family of Nelson Rockefeller, there may be some carnal fiscal benefits because he had, you know, carnal wealth. Well, my last name is Nelson. I'm thankful to be called a Christian. I'm thankful to be called by a new name, Christian, belonging to Christ. In Ephesians chapter 1 and the verses 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Now, the word blessing is translated benefit. As you think about the job search, and my son who graduates from college today already has a job offer, I said, let me see it. And I said, it's not just the salary. Let's look at the benefits. Amen. Now, keep in mind, so many in this world would think that, you know what, I want to just be associated with rich people. Well, I know somebody who has eternal possessions. Yes, sir. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are not just a few, many mansions. And so as we think about preparation and longing for heaven as fellow heirs, the spiritual benefits, the redemption, the forgiveness of sins, Ephesians 1 and 7, according to the riches of his grace, that's what we have to look forward to, a place where there's no more death, no more tears, no more pain, eternal rest. So many times as I've stood in pulpits, both here and in other places, and talked to folks about those who have passed on physically, it is a blessing. It is such a privilege, a benefit. When you say rest in peace, R.I.P. to somebody, that does not apply to everyone. The world has, I mean, that's a catchphrase in the world, may they rest in peace. Well, if you did not prepare, if you were not a fellow in fellowship with Jesus Christ, according to the word of God, see, I cannot extend fellowship to someone who is not submitted to the will of God. Amen, walls and lights. And so, as we think about the spiritual benefits that are in Christ, in Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. You're talking about that capital S spirit, the Holy Spirit beareth witness with our spirit, because when God created us, God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath, the spirit of life, and man became a living soul. That does not mean everyone who's born into this world is a Christian. No, sir, no, ma'am. You must come into contact with the blood as a result of calling on the name of the Lord, being immersed in water, baptized. You receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You are born into the family of God, and you become an heir, a beneficiary. And so when Paul says to the church of Christ at Rome, the Spirit itself, the Holy Spirit itself, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. Today when they called Jordan Gabriel Nelson, I will stand up and say, that's my child. And I will do that. I'm that daddy. Amen. I got thousands of reasons to be able to stand up and say, that's my child. Amen. I want God to say that about me. And of children, then heirs, heirs of God, beneficiaries of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be. See, we're going to be agitated. We're going to be disturbed. We're going to be stirred up. We got to hold the course. We got to stay the course, brethren. If so be that we suffer with him, we will go through trials and tribulations that we may also be glorified together. The journey to heaven. The journey to heaven is best traveled with someone else. The way we live our lives, the way we lead our families, brethren, being powered up, recharged, may we do all that we can to not only make it to heaven, but take somebody else with us. The best teams, the best organizations talk about culture, organizational culture as a way of being. May we, by the lives we live, someone would say, that Sproul, that Nelson, that Gilmore, that Pollard, I like the way he acts. Because that leads to influence, and there's more room for more fellows. So, brethren, keep the faith, because we're in this together as fellow heirs and joint heirs with Christ. 6 seconds to go. I give it to the next speaker. God bless you.